The dispersed figures had come together on the sand and were a dense black mass that revolved. They were chanting something, and Littlans that had had enough were staggering away, howling. Ralph raised the conch to his lips and then lowered it. The trouble is, are there ghosts, Piggy? Or beasts?
Course there aren't.
Why not?
Because things wouldn't make sense. Houses and streets and TV. They wouldn't work.
The dancing, chanting boys had worked themselves away till their sound was nothing but a wordless rhythm. But suppose they don't make sense. Not here, on this island. Supposing things are watching us and waiting. Ralph shuddered violently and moved closer to Piggy so that they bumped frighteningly.
You stop talking like that. We got enough trouble, Ralph, and I've had as much as I can stand. If there is ghosts...
I ought to give up being chief. Hear 'em.
Oh, Lord! Oh, no!
Piggy gripped Ralph's arm.
If Jack was chief, he'd have all hunting and no fire. We'd be here till we died!
His voice ran up to a squeak.
Who's that sitting there?
Me. Simon.
Fat lot of good we are, said Ralph. Three blind mice. I'll give up.
If you give up, said Piggy, in an appalled whisper, what had happened to me?
Nothing.
He hates me. I don't know why. If he could do what he wanted, you're all right. He respects you. Besides, you'd hit him.
You were having a nice fight with him just now.
I had the conch, said Piggy, simply. I had a right to speak.
Simon stirred in the dark.
Go on, being chief.
You shut up, young Simon. Why couldn't you say there wasn't a beast?
I'm scared of him, said Piggy, and that's why I know him. If you're scared of someone, you hate him, but you can't stop thinking about him. You kid yourself he's all right, really, and then when you see him again, it's like asthma, and you can't breathe. I tell you what, he hates you too, Ralph.
Me? Why me?
I don't know. You got him over the fire, and you're chief and he isn't.
But he's... Jack married you.
I've been in bed so much I've done some thinking. I know about people. I know about me and him. He can't hurt you, but if you stand out of the way, he'd hurt the next thing. And that's me.
Piggy's right, Ralph. There's you and Jack. Go on being chief.
We're all drifting, and things are going rotten. At home, there was always a grown-up, please, sir, please, miss. And then you got an answer.
How I wish.
I wish my auntie was here.
I wish my father. Oh, what's the use?
Keep the fire going.
The dance was over, and the hunters were going back to the shelters.
Grown-ups know things, said Piggy. They ain't afraid of the dark. They'd meet and have tea and discuss. Then things would be all right.
They wouldn't set fire to the island. Or lose. They'd build a ship. The three boys stood in the darkness, striving unsuccessfully to convey the majesty of adult life. They wouldn't quarrel.
Or break my specs.
Or talk about a beast.
If only they could get a message to us, cried Ralph desperately. If only they could send us something grown up, a sign or something.
A thin wail out of the darkness chilled them and set them grabbing for each other. Then the wail rose, remote and unearthly, and turned to an inarticulate gibbering. Percival Weems Madison of the Vicarage, Harcourt St. Anthony, lying in the long grass, was living through circumstances in which the incantation of his address was powerless to help him.